From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Differences over the public health insurance option in the Senate's health care bill continue to divide Democrats, despite their having closed ranks in the vote that successfully moved the bill forward. Some are threatening to block final action on the bill if the public option is not modified. More from NPR's David Wellner.
Nebraska Senate Democrat Ben Nelson told ABC's This Week the opt-out public option that's in the health care bill will have to come out.
We could negotiate a public option of some sort that I might look at.
Three other members of the Senate Democratic Caucus are making similar demands. On NBC's Meet the Press, number two Democrat Dick Durbin seemed open to meeting those demands.
There are many variations on the theme. I am committed to public option. I think we've put together a good bill. We are open because we want to pass this bill.
But on CBS's Face the Nation, New York Democrat Chuck Schumer insisted the public option that's in the measure will remain.
What we will say to the people from the more red conservative states, your state doesn't have to take it. But don't make it so that my state, which would like a public option, can't take it.
Debate on the bill resumes next week. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.
A survey out today suggests widespread job losses in the U.S. economy might soon come to an end. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports.
The National Association for Business Economics says it believes 2010 holds some promise for job seekers. Its November forecast calls for job losses in the U.S. economy to hit bottom in the first quarter of next year. And come springtime, it's expecting employers to begin hiring again. Lynn Reeser is the NABE's president.
We have been losing jobs on the order of about 200,000 per month in the last couple of months. We think a year from now, companies will be adding about 200,000 jobs per month.
In October, the nation's jobless rate hit 10.2%. Unemployment was highest in Michigan at more than 15%. California's jobless rate hit 12.5%. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
China's official news agency is now reporting that 104 people were killed and four are missing from an explosion Saturday at a mine near the border with Russia. The accident is being called the deadliest in China's mining industry in 2 years. The accident also shows the human cost of the heavy demand for power-generated coal in China. Search and rescue efforts appear to be over as grieving family members have gathered outside the mining company offices. Oil prices rose above $78 a barrel today in Asian trading. Benchmark crude for January delivery rose by 97 cents to $78.44 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Japanese financial markets were closed today due to a national holiday. This is NPR News. Security is being tightened at Australia's Immigration Detention Center on the remote territory of Christmas Island off the country's northwest coast after a riot broke out between refugees waiting for asylum hearings. From Sydney, Stuart Cohen reports.
The fight broke out between Afghan and Sri Lankan refugees being held on Christmas Island while their asylum claims are being processed. As many as 150 men armed with broom handles, pool cues, and tree branches were involved in the fighting. 43 were hurt, some so severely they had to be flown to Australia's mainland for medical treatment. This year, Australia has received a flood of asylum seekers trying to reach the country by boat from war-torn areas in Afghanistan and Sri Lanka. The detention center currently has nearly 1,000 people inside. That's close to capacity, and tensions are running high between the different ethnic groups who feel one may be receiving better treatment than the other. The political opposition says the fight was due to simple overcrowding and blames the Prime Minister for immigration policies that encourage more refugees to come to Australia. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Iran state television is reporting that Tehran has launched air defense war games aimed at protecting its nuclear facilities against attack. The report says the large-scale five-day drill will involve an area about one-third the size of the country. A general with an Iranian Air Force unit says the war games will cover regions where Iran's nuclear sites are located. In Washington, a senior Obama administration official is calling on Iran to engage with the international community instead of engaging in military exercises. The official says the U.S. would rather that Iran try to build confidence with the world community. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News.